Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And I'm going to talk all about the benefits of infrared heat therapy. I've been talking a lot about biohacking lately, and the reason is because I'm getting older and I'm feeling like I want to do the things that are going to really make me live a healthier, longer life and just bring more wellness to my life. It's not just about beauty and external appearance. It's really about how do you feel and how do you improve, you know, your longevity, your lifespan, and what things can you do to just be a better human? So biohack the aging process. Infrared heat therapy has been one of the easiest things to incorporate. I recently started using infrared heat blanket, and you can either use a sauna if you're lucky enough to have a sauna in your home or in your spa. Typically that operates at temperatures between like 120 to 140 degrees. A typical sauna is hotter than that, 150 to 180. So the infrared blankets are a little cooler, which is still totally fine. It's hard to get to a sauna every day. By the time work is over, by the time you get to the house, you go to the gym and all that, I just don't have time for that. So I think it's been really nice to have an infrared blanket at home. And the heat penetrates quite deeply. So definitely there's the detox benefit. When you're in the heat, you're gonna be sweating. And when you're sweating, you're gonna be getting rid of some toxins, some extra salt, and any kind of extra water weight that you've been carrying around. So I love that aspect of it because I am a salty food person. I will always go for the Cheez-Its at night. Always, the late night snack, and then I wake up puffy. So it's been really good for getting rid of that extra salt that you carry. When you're in a sauna or in a sauna blanket, you have better sleep. You have full body relaxation, detoxification, a little bit of weight loss from sweating, and definitely muscle relief. So sore muscles will relax, relief of joint pain like arthritic type of problems, and improvement of skin. The skin gets flushed and increased blood flow, which makes the skin pink, rosy. Anything that drives blood flow to tissues that don't always get as much as they need is going to improve their appearance. So you get clearer, tighter, better looking skin. I think improved circulation is true all throughout the body with this infrared heat because of the vasodilation that you get. You're going to have arterioles open up. The heat is much more than your body's normal 98 degree temperature. It's recommended to stay in a sauna for something like 30 minutes if you can, and 3 times a week is what's typically going to give you the best outcomes. And you're gonna wanna use anywhere from 150 to 160 degrees, whatever you can tolerate. It goes without saying that you've got to clear this with your primary care doctor and make sure that your heart and your health problems are not going to give you any issues while using a sauna. Common sense, of course. Think about this for people who have chronic fatigue and exhaustion. There's a couple small studies that show that infrared sauna was a really good improvement to overall treatment for chronic fatigue. Definitely improves muscle soreness and strength training, and it improves overall blood pressure. So they're actually circulatory benefits. This is a cardiovascular workout. When you're in the heat at 150 degrees, your heart is pounding. Your body thinks it had a major workout. You feel like you've climbed a mountain because your heart rate is really pumping to deal with this increased temperature and increased circulation. So you definitely get that feeling of endorphin relief as if you've worked out or exercised. And you definitely get this feeling of euphoria. Sometimes I'll fall asleep inside the infrared blanket, and when you wake up, you feel like you had a huge workout. You're fully sweaty and drenched. You do have to go inside these blankets fully clothed so that you don't get soaked. Your blanket's gonna be drenched on the inside. The temperature is too much for direct contact with the skin. They all have infrared panels, and you cannot put that directly on the skin. I think that patients that are doing this have to be very careful with electrolytes to make sure that you're drinking a ton. Sweat has so many critical elements in it, including magnesium, sodium, potassium. So really staying hydrated is extremely, extremely important. Afterwards, you're going to want to drink a ton of water. And avoiding alcohol, not going in there if you're pregnant. The good news is if you do all these things, you're going to have excellent improvement in your circulatory reserve. Your arterioles dilate every time there is heat around. And then when it gets cold, ideally after the sauna, you'll jump into a nice cold shower and the arterioles will constrict. As you age, you're gonna have peripheral vascular disease. Everything becomes more calcified. Vessels do not dilate. Things become like that rubber hose that's sitting in the driveway and it's like cracked and barely has any tensile stretch in it. So we're trying to teach our body's arterioles to stay smooth and compliant and strong. And this is an excellent way to do that. So many benefits from vasodilation, generating that extra energy and feeling like you had a workout, getting that feeling of endorphins and euphoria.
I just want to say thank you to the folks at Higher Dose for sending me the infrared sauna blanket to try.
It's like having a little spa treatment. So 3 times a week I'm using that. I encourage you guys to think about it as well. We've talked about red light therapy in terms of using that for your face and your skin, and now thinking about heat as a mechanism for changing your physiotherapy is really going to be good for you in the long haul. And I think that one of the best things you can do for yourself is start learning about the biohacking things that will change the way that we age. Aging is inevitable. We're all going to age, but we really want to age and evolve, learn who we are at each age, and improve our body functions at those ages. It doesn't do us any good to live a long life and be decrepit. That's my 5-Minute Friday. I hope you'll get some sauna this weekend, whether you go into a spa or get an infrared blanket. Thanks to the folks at
Higher Dose for sending me the infrared sauna blanket
to try, and it's triggered a lot of reading for me. I'm going to do a longer podcast all about the vascular endothelium and the release of nitric oxide and how strokes are reduced and how prostaglandins increase. All these good things I have to teach you. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to stay beautiful. Find me on my Instagram. It's BeautifyDrK, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, BeautyByDrK.com, where you can find so many products to help you age gracefully. Love you. Stay beautiful.